Okay, welcome to the Twilight Zone. I'm your host, Daniel Leach, joined here by Rexton Lotus Justice. We're going to retry this recording once again. Some technical difficulties. It could just be the topic that we're discussing tonight. So Rexton called me here earlier and said, hey, go and check out my post or check out my profile over there on Facebook and see what's posted. And she's like, her mom posted something.
Yeah, my mom found some doing some research on Christopher Eric fight on Twitter.
Yeah, you tell the story. You know much more than I.
My mom found, as everyone knows or should know, I did videos of this at the time. In February, I filed a whistleblower complaint concerning the utilization of the instrument Christopher Eric Fight, okay, in the state of Ohio, and it was a instrument of the SEC under Form D that was issuing securities unlawfully in the state of Ohio. And not only that, but in the paperwork that's filed in the state of Ohio, it enjoined the Council 300, the United Nations, the Federal Reserve Board, the Federal Board of Governors, the Stark County, Ohio. And what they professed in these filings was to hold a civil forfeiture on the state of Ohio and to start issuing securities under the instrument Christopher Eric Fight, which was deemed in like 2017 to not, by the District Court of the District of Columbia, to not be able to issue securities. So I filed a whistleblower complaint affirming that I'm pretty sure that they used my instrument to pay off like $100-some-odd million tax debt with a 1099. So they basically re-upped the Fed in the state of Ohio. And that was issued, I sent it out on February 27th. It was received by the state of Ohio SEC on February 28th, strangely the day that they declared the COVID emergency in the state of Ohio by Mike DeWine. And then on March 3rd, the following Tuesday, I think it's the 3rd, the District Court, the District of Columbia SEC got the complaint. Funny enough, that's when the first agency of the United States government, the SEC, was the first agency of the federal government to declare a COVID emergency. So strangely, not coincidentally, on the days in which they got the SEC complaint, the whistleblower complaint from me concerning Christopher Eric Fight, the COVID virus in the state of Ohio was professed and the COVID emergency in the federal jurisdiction was professed. So those are not coincidental is what I'm going to tell you. They were the crown virus. And basically, it showed that the Federal Reserve Board of Governors defrauded our Treasury, and thus should be shut down, should be collapsed for fraud. And I aver that they used my non-negotiable bond instrument that they had seized off the dock in the Federal Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia in the Federal Circuit in case number 19-1099. So my mom was just doing some research on it because we sent out some things today concerning it yesterday. I've claimed my whistleblower reward, which is supposed to be 10% of what they shut down, which I believe was a $450 million platform. So that should help with legal fees, right? So that got put in the mail directed to Steve Mnuchin. So my mom was doing some research, and she found this Twitter post, which was put forth by, I don't know the young man's name, I don't remember, but it was put forth on March, I believe, 18th in 2020, right after I did the whistleblower complaint. And the interesting fact is this guy is supposedly the guy who is JFK Jr. that is not dead. Okay. And you would have to read the Twitter feed, the Twitter post to the people, but it speaks. Why don't you read it? Do you have it before you there?
I am trying to right now. I'm working on pulling some stuff up because I've been doing this on my phone here, you know. And
well, basically, hopefully you'll be able to pull it up. If you get on my Facebook feed, you can read the Twitter post. My mom placed it there. But
yeah, I got it. Just it's in my Twitter messages. I'm just trying to get to the right.
Well, the interesting aspect about this, while he's looking that up, is that the importance is that this, if this individual is aware of this post, it means that somebody in the federal government is aware of the coup of the Federal Reserve, okay? And because if this is the person who they say it is, this guy's in pictures all over the place with military and all these famous, you know, high and mighty people that are in the upper echelon of the government. And if he really is JFK Jr. still alive, okay, which he could be, he kind of looks like the guy, the importance of him knowing about me, in addition to the Christopher Eric Fite bust out of the fraud of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors in the state of Ohio with conspiring with Stark County officials who paid them, they got paid $2 million to do this transaction through a J.P. Morgan check, okay? If this guy really is him, he needs to know about case number 185369 in the District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, the District Circuit. And I may have to take a break here. There's always, as soon as I call you, it's like someone shows up. In any case, in that case, I do a writ of rebellion that exposes how, through the Habana Acts brought on by Cordell Hull and executive order, that the United States of America, which had been put in receivership in 1940 through the Securities and Exchange Commission, was actually engaged in the Habana Acts with 19 other, quote, American republics, which were in the statutes. I talk about these a lot. I would think it's Title 22 they're spoken about. I also think they're in Title 8. So basically Cordell Hull engaged the United States of America, which was supposed to be in receivership with the SEC, into the Habana Acts. And then Cordell Hull, strangely enough, it was the co-founder of the United Nations, okay, after he finished being the Secretary of State. So as the Secretary of State, he engaged the United States in the Habana Acts. They were never anything that was passed by Congress. The United States of America, which was in SEC receivership, was engaged in this instrument, where it brought administrative judiciary to 19 Central American countries. So basically they exported the Babylonian slave trade judiciary to 19 other countries and then created the fifth jurisdiction that I talk about a lot with it, which is interesting because in this Twitter post he talks about the fifth jurisdiction. But the significance of what they did is then by executive order, the president at the time transferred all the property and papers of the Secretary of State into the receivership of the Department of Justice, basically undermining the power of the Department of State, and thereby conglomerating the entire power to control the United States of America as an SEC instrument under the auspices of just the DOJ and the President of the United States. Okay, well, along comes Kennedy, whose brother his younger brother is Robert Kennedy. So it's John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. John F. Kennedy is the president, and Robert Kennedy is his brother who becomes attorney general. Well, JFK gives a speech about this coup of our government. Two weeks later, he's shot in Dallas. Then after his brother is shot, Robert Kennedy announces that he's going to run for president, and he is then shot by Sirhan Sirhan. So they killed JFK and RFK, and they both were knowledgeable of this coup of the instruments of the Department of State being seized by the DOJ, taking over the SEC securities instrument, the United States of America. So this is why when I talk about Bill Barr and the coup of the government, this has all been organized, folks, so that the Department of Justice is a central coup-ing instrument of the United States of America and the frauds and crimes against the Treasury through the Securities and Exchange Commission under Form D. So if this young man who knows about the Christopher Eric Fite fraud made a comment about the fifth jurisdiction and he was privy to my busting out this Treasury fraud, if he would be exposed to the facts put forth in case number 185369 with the District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, which is the District Circuit, he would, there's a writ of rebellion in there that goes through the stepwise process in which they have couped the government and slid the United States of America into this foreign fifth international jurisdiction under SEC Form D receivership. If he were exposed to that, I specifically state in that case that the acts under the Havana Acts and the subsequent executive orders that coup the United States of America and conglomerated the power into the Department of Justice, Attorney General, and the President of the United States were the motive for the murder of JFK and Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy. So it would be very important that this young man, if he really is the surviving son of JFK, for him to be made aware of this case in addition to the Christopher Eric fight, because I think that JFK and Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, when they came into those offices, discovered the crimes that had been committed, because they were crimes, because they basically seized the United States of America by moving it around in receivership and then over here and then over here, and then moved it into an international act that was never passed by the Senate, and basically seized the land mass, the United States of America, and have been running RICO on it ever since, between the two powers of the DOJ and the POTUS of the United States. So that's the significance of this man making this comment. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you read that for the people real quick, okay?
I'm going to read it right now. So this was posted by this person who on 3/18/20 at 1:06 p.m. His name is Vincent Buska. Anyways, Christopher Eric Fike, does JPM own Ohio? Havana Acts, Fifth Jurisdiction, Fed using stolen instruments, bonds, and human trafficking, GVT seats, WSEC numbers, Treasury stolen, SEC complaint, levying war, active treason, lean on them, redemption, dig for gold. No law, no love. Anyways, that's the post, and it's been liked by 4,800 people have actually liked that post. But it's definitely very interesting that this guy is a big time.
Basically following my works.
Right. He's following what you're doing. And they're saying that this guy is like right there beside Trump and all of these big time followers.
Right.
So if this guy knows what you're doing, and they think that
if he knows
guy,
what I'm doing, and he's mentioning the fifth jurisdiction, and he's mentioning J.P. Morgan Chase defrauding the Treasury, and he's mentioning that the Federal Reserve thinks it owns Ohio. These are all things that I, have been speaking about, and it's also why one of the main reasons I was targeted and they tried to come kill me. One of the reasons, I have several reasons why, but I basically just completely exposed and crashed their criminal banking in a variety of ways. I've exposed the use of the SEC and the Form D. And remember, folks, the SEC Form D is controlled by Code of Federal Regulations by the military. So these are military crimes that I'm exposing. So if we keep discussing this, Daniel, if they don't do something in the next 20 days, Americans should fully know that their military has couped the United States of America, okay, the military, and that the military-industrial complex is in fascist league with foreign bar union members to do what they're doing. So, I mean, the fact that this guy's making posts about my works, I found very interesting, and I did not know that he had been doing that at the time. But I think that it would be beneficial if people would contact this young man and find out what's going on. And
yeah, I'm going to tag him. I sent him a message on Twitter through my account.
Right.
And also, we're going to send him this. I'm making a video out of this as well as an audio. So we're going to put this on YouTube.
I mean, the case number 185369, who, you know, I haven't been on PACER in months, unless they've obfuscated it. It should be Clayton M. Bates versus the state of Ohio is what it should be, the title. If that is still on the PACER docket, if you go into that document, which, by the way, that is the case where they accepted the facts that we presented in the principal brief on, I believe, April 19th by order quorum.
How do you spell this PACER that you're talking about? I'll Google
P-A-T-E-R.
It. Right?
P-A-T-E-R. It's P-A-C-E-R, all capitals. It's actually the docket for all the federal courts is what it is. And it's privately run. It's privately owned. Yeah, P-A-C-E-R. But if you go and look into that case, I have a writ of rebellion. I have a couple things there. That's also where the writ of conspiracy has been accepted by a curiam order. So basically in that case, a three-judge panel of the District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, the District Circuit, a three-judge panel accepted the facts that we presented in our principal brief to be the facts of the case. And in the facts of that, because the state of Ohio and no one else presented, the Department of Transportation, no one presented any other facts. So
it's asking me to find a case. Do I search by specific court?
You can search by case number. You can put in 185369, district court of the district. You can just do it by court. You can do it by case number.
All right. So what's this number you want me to put in?
It's 185369. 18-5369 would be the case number.
Yes.
It's with the district court for the District of Columbia. And there's a district circuit and a federal circuit. So one, the district circuit, and the jurisdiction of the district circuit is it was created to adjudicate causes of action concerning federal statutes to tell the executive branch what is in compliance with the Constitution. So cases that come through the District Court of Appeals for the District Circuit are supposed to be causes of action concerning federal statutes. In this case,
so
we were...
I just want to make sure that I'm getting this right here, because I put this 18-5369.
Sometimes they're hard to search. And it'll give you every case with 185369, which there may be 100 cases with that tag. Okay, so you might want to check the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, which is a district circuit court. It is a circuit court, again, with the jurisdictional mandate of litigating cases concerning federal statutory grants such as Title IV, which is what we went to them for, where we were saying that the state of Ohio was not in compliance with the Title IV statutes. And we were trying to recover, our son, Clayton Michael Bates, had been kidnapped. And in that court, they accepted our principal brief as the facts of the case. Now, in the facts of that case, I bring forth the writ of conspiracy, which proves the passage of the Titles and Nobility Amendment. I bring a writ of rebellion, which talks about the fifth jurisdiction. It talks about the Havana Acts. It talks about...
You have 1 minute remaining.
...treaties that were not lawfully passed that they allowed to be enacted, secret treaties, things like that. So if anyone goes and reads that, you'll have the entire historical evidence of the coup of the United States of America. And it's an important case for people to read. Again, they could have obfuscated it on the docket. We don't know. I haven't checked it in 5 months. But whoever this guy is, he needs to be made aware of that case. And we need to find out if he really is who he is, because there's a clear indication that they know what I've been doing. And that is a clear indication that they have been following my works. Like I tell, Trump has known for years what I've been doing. So something doesn't shake down here, folks. We have a problem. We have a serious problem. So we said 1 minute. I don't know if we're going to do another show tonight, but thank you for bringing this up in such short notice, and I really hope that we get some return on communicating with this guy, Daniel. So namaste, everybody. Namaste.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do my
best. Thank you for using GTL.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. That's pretty much just the short of what this topic and discussion is all about tonight. That a person that is kind of famous in the conspiracy Trump all of this interesting stuff is bringing up the cases that Lotus has been, you know, working on. So there you go. That's pretty cool. And we're going to definitely try to get a hold of this Vincent guy. And anyways, I just wanted to say, you know, the show here is sponsored by social1776.com. And you guys can join our website and put your own profiles on Social 1776. We're a patriot group. We're a social alternative media, you know, alternative to Parler or Gab. And we're independently run organization over here. But once again, I just want to say thanks for joining us here on the program. And we're going to be closing out the recording here. But again, thank you guys for joining us here this evening.
This session is no longer being recorded.